Welcome to Divine Destiny with Paul Worden. Last week, Paul talked about the purpose of a blessing. Today, Paul will be talking about your spiritual vision. Let's join Paul now as he teaches your spiritual vision.
You back once again to Living Truth Ministries. I hope everybody's enjoying this talk, how we talk about the spiritual blessings and the visions and the dreams that God has put in each one of our hearts, how we've been talking how God has blessed Abraham, had Abraham to get out of his land, that he would show him the land that he would have and he would possess, and how the blessings filtered from Abraham all the way down through the centuries to us today. Jesus wants us to have the abundant life. He came to this earth to impart new life, a spiritual life filled with blessing and privileges. But there's a purpose that we know for this blessing. And that blessing that God gave to us through Abraham is for us to fulfill the commission that God has given to each and one of us, the vision and that dream that God put in our hearts, for us to go out and to teach and to reach the people for Him, to be a witness, to help others to come to know Jesus as we know Him. And that was the purpose of the blessing that we talked about last week, how we need to build upon that and how God gave us that blessing to where we could share it with others. And today, I'd kind of like to talk about your spiritual vision. Jesus told his disciples to lift up their eyes and look at the natural fields of grain that they were ready to harvest. Back in when they were walking and talking, they went through a field of grain and stuff. He used these fields as an example of the spiritual fields of multitudes of men and women and children around the world who are ready to be harvested for the kingdom of God. While standing in the middle of invisible natural harvest fields that day, the disciples experienced the birth of a spiritual vision. They received the mandate for their divine destiny. It is the same vision Jesus wants to birth in your spirit. He wants to give you a vision of the spiritual harvest fields of the world, which are ready to be reaped for His kingdom. When you recognize the importance of that vision and understand your responsibility in fulfilling it, your life will never be the same again. Jesus clearly stated, "The field is the world." You can read that in Matthew 13:38. That's in Africa, Asia, Australia, North America, South America, Europe, the Philippines, the islands of the sea, the harvest fields of the world are ripe with multitudes who have yet to hear the good news of the kingdom of God. And that could also mean your neighborhood. That could also mean your place of work. When you go to the store, when you go shopping, when you visit your neighbors, that's the field that God is talking about that needs to be harvested for His kingdom. The vision has not changed. It is the same as it was when Jesus birthed it in the lives of his disciples. The will of God is the same because the work of God is not finished. There are untold millions yet untold about the salvation of God. The vision is still the harvest fields of the world. When Jesus spoke to his followers about the spiritual harvest, he outlined 5 steps recorded in John 4:35 that would enable them to receive the vision today and tomorrow. And for the rest of the time that we're on this, we have got to put this vision together and to work for the kingdom of God. We will meditate on these steps that was outlined in John 4:35 because they are important regarding your divine destiny. If your call, purpose, and perceived destiny are of God, it will somehow relate to the harvest. Step 1. Say not ye. Many believers spend their entire lives talking about the harvest. They are like a labor crew trying to gather a harvest while sitting in a barn. They go to the barn, which is the church, each Sunday morning and study bigger and better and stronger methods of agriculture, which we will call the spiritual harvest. They sharpen their harvesting sickles, so to speak, and then they go home. They come back that night to study better methods of agriculture, sharpen their sickles, and then go home again. They do this week after week until the weeks turn into months and months into years. Yet people never go out in the fields to gather the harvest. When Jesus said, "Say not ye," he meant that talking about spiritual harvest was not enough. You must become involved in the actual harvesting process. That does not mean everyone is to leave their jobs, seek financial support from the church, and travel to other nations as preachers of the gospel, but each believer is to be involved in some way in the spiritual harvest. Some, it will be the fields that are right outside the doors of their home and church, your neighborhood, your work, where you shop, where you do business. For others, the harvest will be the foreign fields. The point is that each believer should participate and not just talk about the harvest. How does what you perceive to be your divine destiny relate to your spiritual harvest? Are you just talking about the harvest, or are you reaping it right now, right where you are? It's important that we go out each, every day in our lives with this thought in mind to how can we reach at least just one person, how we can share the gospel and share the living truth of what Jesus has done for them, just to one person. If we could do that just to one person, imagine that one person gets saved, and then that one person goes and does the same thing as you. He just talked to one person. And then pretty soon we have a bunch of workers in the field and a bunch of people reaping the harvest. And that's what God has want in our lives. It may be where you support a foreign minister. It may be where you support your local church financially, prayerfully, anything to help the harvest to reach people for the Lord. That is our dream. That is our vision. And God will provide the necessary tools. He will provide the necessary words. He will provide the necessary actions to do that what we must do to reach and to take advantage of this harvest. Is that in your heart? Is that your dream? Is that your vision to reach the dying world for Christ? How many times have you gone out in this world to go shopping or to go anywhere and you see people that you know that they need to hear the gospel? Do you do it? Do you share it? We're all guilty of that. You may think, wow, I don't really know what to say. I really don't know how to do that. Well, this is a promise from God. He will help you. He will give you the words. He will show you how to reach at the top. You may not reach them at that time, but you planted the seed. And then that seed will grow, and then someone else can come and harvest what you have planted in their heart. Keep that in mind. We are to always try to live our lives in such a way that people will see Jesus in our hearts and in our lives. On everything and anything that we do, we must reflect the Spirit of God. Let's have a word of prayer. Oh, blessed Heavenly Father, how we thank you that we can come to you and that we know that you will help us, that you will give us the right tools, the right equipment, and the right words and the right actions to reach and to take advantage of this harvest that is before us. Father, I pray that you will put it in our hearts, that you will put it in our minds, that it will be a strong burden, that it will be a strong dream and a vision to reach this dying world for you. Father, I want to share even my life. I want to be able to produce the harvest before you and for you, that I could bring other people to your kingdom. Father, I pray that you will put it in our hearts and make this dream a reality, that you will help us, I pray. Father, we have your promises, we have your words, that you will be with us, that you will guide us, that you will direct us on what to say and how to say that. Father, touch each and every one of us that are hearing this, and that you will put this dream stronger even now in our hearts, I pray. Father, I thank you for this time that we can be together, and I thank you for this time that we could talk about this dream and this vision that you have given to each and every one of us. And Father, help us to take advantage of these promises that you have given to Abraham, that is for us also. Father, we thank you for that, and we will never, ever fail to praise and to glorify you for that. In Jesus' name I pray, amen.
We hope you enjoyed studying Divine Destiny with us, and today's teaching, Your Spiritual Vision. Join Paul next week as he talks about the Harvest Time Vision. Harvest Time International Institute and Living Truth Bible College furnish all material. You can find helpful material like this and more by going to www.myltbc.org. Again, that's myltbc.org. We want to hear from you if you're enjoying Paul's teachings. You can write us or email us. Our email address is divinedestiny@ltmforchrist.com. Again, that's divinedestiny@ltmforchrist.com. Or you can mail us and address it to LTM Post Office Box 87083, Vancouver, Washington 98687. This broadcast is brought to you by Living Truth Ministries.